Unity is strength and assured success.
Out from the nice snow-capped mountains of the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to those of you who have never heard the show before, and we'll probably never see you again. And those people who are regulars to the show, welcome back! And we hope that today will be nice and entertaining and informative, and at least you'll be able to take something away from it, you know, video archive, some description of gift-wrapped Christmas present of some description of capitalist nature. It'll be all good. Today, we have a marvellous guest who's somewhat fabulous, is one of those people who kind of, he talks like a real person. His name's Gerald President. Gerald, welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, world. How you doing, Vinny?
I'm really good. And how are you, Mr. President?
I'm doing outstanding. It's a beautiful day over here in the beautiful state of Florida.
Can you explain to us a little bit about yourself and kind of what got you interested in becoming an activist?
I was born in Miami, Florida. I've been basically driven to this point of activism and reality. Has a lot to do with what happened in the 1980s with Reaganomics and the destruction of the unions and shipping jobs to Mexico, stock market crashing, programs being cut while I was in elementary and junior high school, poverty, the crack epidemic, going into the military, being shipped over in Europe when the continent didn't want us in that country. I could never understand why was we in Europe. And so I went on a quest from, I would say, 1984 to 1988, trying to figure out how is it possible that our government could be broken if it's the richest country on the planet. How in the world could this country be broke? And why does so many people live in poverty? And so it just set me on a quest of trying to understand our economic system and how the world got at that point to where it was. And so I've been on a mission for the last 25 to 30 years, just consuming information about it, and also stumbling across Mr. David Icke's book in 1995 and G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, in 1995 and 1996. That basically pushed me into this world where I'm at right now, sir.
Right over the edge, as it were.
Yes.
So let's think about the early experiences you had sort of as a child and crack epidemics and all of this kind of stuff. I mean, what was happening there? Because as far as I know, it was the government shipping the drugs in and plying it out to black communities in an effort to destroy them.
Well, yeah, remember, I lived through that moment, and at that time, we had no idea that it was coming in from the government. And I had to be about 14 years old when crack really took hold in my community, because all my friends became crack dealers. So I lived firsthand to seeing the drugs getting in and never understanding how did the dope get into my community. And so I stumbled across a program called C-SPAN in the early 80s, late 80s. And I just happened to be watching the Iran-Contra scandal live on C-SPAN, and to find out that, you know, we had Oliver North arming the Contra rebels to overthrow the Sandinista government with the basically orders coming from Ronald Reagan and George Bush Daddy. So that really was an eye-opening experience to realize that my own government was shipping it, but my friends didn't know that. We didn't know that the government was doing that. You know, they just thought that they was making some easy money. I always, you know, I stayed away from it because I knew something just wasn't right about it. Something, you know, Colombia is so far away from where I grew up in Miami, it was impossible. I never met a Colombian, you know? I never seen Colombians. And so for the, my streets to have been flooded with, you know, this disease, I knew it had to be something bigger than just the little area that we lived in. So, you know, I've always real been conscious of the Tuskegee experiment when they put all the syphilis in the black soldiers and the black people in the South and didn't treat them. I've always been aware. I was aware of COINTELPRO even back then. So I knew something was fishy. I just didn't know to what level it was. And it was truly devastating because my community has still never woken up from that nightmare. And we still live, we're still sleepwalking down here. So it's never stopped. The game just didn't change, and now it's not crack anymore. It's pharmaceutical products, you know, oxycodone and roxycodones. Those are the type of things now. So it just been transformed into another disease still coming from my own government.
Yeah, exactly. Like they'll have five ingredients, and their initials are C R A C K, and it's the nice new medication that they're huffing out to people who are like single mothers or something, and makes their babies be born completely deformed so much that they've actually got a name for that description of baby being born from that drug. Then we've got a Zoloft baby.
But you know, it's not a coincidence. You know,
and it sounds exactly the same as crack babies, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, I mean, they've had years and decades to, you know,
perfect.
Correct it. And it's perfect and it's scientific with these people. So they know exactly what they're doing. They know when it's poverty comes misery. And with misery comes allowing you to allow any type of thing to come inside your mind state to be altered to try to get away from what's really going on in your everyday existence. And it's hard. I'm from the streets, and I know it's truly hard for people to stay away and not succumb to these type of vices. But, I mean, you know, it's all propped up by our own government. You know, they don't get those subsidies in research and development for nothing. You know, they have to keep the public in America, you know, null or in a somber state so they can continue with their agenda.
Yep. Well, they need to be dulled, basically, kind of like how you dull a blade in order to make sure that it can't cut. You dull down the public so that they can't stab you.
And it's a reason why it's taking so long for us to take to the streets over here about our economic system. You know, it's the reason why these kids and these young adults have been drugged up from birth with the, and, you know, we have to get all types of medication to go to school. You know, they treat us like animals. You have to get all type of inoculations just to even participate in the public school systems here in America. So it's not an accident that we're just waking up now, you know, from the fluoride in our water supply. You know, hey, they've had decades to perfect this. And they have perfected it. But the people are waking up. The people are waking up, Benny. And I can see it. They're waking up. They're getting out of this somber state.
Yeah, and it's happening on a level as well. And you know, as far as I see it, I just see more truthers, more patriots, more people that are waking up to the new world system on a daily basis. Now, it might just be because I'm looking, right? But the fact remains, if these people didn't exist, people weren't waking up, I wouldn't find them, okay? But you keep on doing it, don't you? You know, you randomly go to protest or whatever, and you recognize, and people just, for some reason, and I think you've experienced this too, Jared, people are really on the lookout for people to listen to, who hand information, who are talking about stuff, that kind of thing. And even at protests, you know, grab the and walk right up to you. And this has happened to you, of course.
Yes. Your audio is being distorted.
Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it kept going in and out.
Yeah, it's really, really funny today, so I'm going to have to close down everything else that I'm doing in order to do that. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you.
Is it coming through clear or what?
It sounds like a robot.
Shit. That's not good.
That sounds like a robot. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you great.
Now, I heard you there. It's like a real high pitch on it.
Oh, no. The internet in New Zealand's really bad today.
Oh. Well, I can still hear you. I can hear you good, though.
Okay. Let's see as well. Might as well just keep going because this is live radio with an audience. And if I'm kind of cutting out and doing the robot, as it were, if I'm doing it real bad, but I'm sorry about that. It's not my fault. I woke up this morning and I can't even watch YouTube videos. The internet is that bad and I have no idea what's calling it.
You know, that's that technology for you. You know, hey, if you can have Bin Laden working from a satellite phone orchestrating 9/11, you know, with clarity, I guess it's not an accident that this is happening at this moment. So it's all good. It's all good, Vinny.
Yeah, well, it's been crap the whole day. I mean, really for the show, it doesn't require a lot of internet power. You basically only need dial-up. And currently, for some reason, my internet is worse than dial-up, and I can't account for it. But anyway,
Hey, Vinny, your thing going out again, Vinny.
I'm not on Wi-Fi. I was just wondering, Derek, if you can talk, because I can hear you just fine and just kind of go right ahead and go for your life, because we've got 2 hours and you can just go for it.
I can't hear you, Vinny. Hello?
I'm still here.
Okay, I know I can't hear you. I can hear nothing coming out of your voice, Vinny.
Okay, just talk, Gerald. Talk about the New World Order.
I can't hear you, sir. Hello?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I heard you just then. I didn't hear anything in the last couple of minutes.
Goodness. It's just freaking awful. I'm sorry about this. I apologize. But yeah, Gerald, can you tell us what you think the New World Order is?
Ooh, I hear you perfectly on that one, Del. What I think the New World is, I really don't look at it as a New World Order. I look at it more as an economic world order. You know, and what I mean by that is when I stumbled across the Bank of International Settlements about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, and reading their, you know, their web page and find out that they were the bank to all banks on the planet, it really made me get away from calling it a New World Order and realizing it was an economic world order. And what I'm witnessing right now in the United States with the consolidation of all our banks and what I see going on with the European continent and the European Central Bank basically trying to consolidate power and recapitalizing the banks over there and doing the same thing in the United States, I realized that it's not no such thing as a New World Order. It is a true economic world order because they are structuring the world banking system to be in line with one another to where we're all servants to their debt. And my heart goes out to the continent of Europe because they're in for a real, a nightmare. Because no matter how much money they continue to keep borrowing from the IMF, which is orchestrating everything behind the scenes with the European Central Banks, no matter how much money they borrow from them, they're all going to be in perpetual debt. And it's the same thing with us in the United States, with our government borrowing money from the Federal Reserve and then giving it back to all the banks who in turn, they're supposed to loan the money, but if I'm correct, a loan is a debt. That's to continue to keep the same economic order going forward. So that's how I look at it. And they use the United States military to go and prop up this economic system all around the world. So when you look at where the United States military is at, you always have to look and see what banks from the United States or what banks are from Europe that then infiltrated those people's countries and what type of loans that they impose on that segment of the world. And so that's what I look at it more than anything. It's economic world order that's dictating economic policy. That's why they always had the G20 summit meetings and they used to be the G7, then the G8. Now they're bringing all these other different countries in the fold. Russia is getting ready to join the World Trade Organization. So I see a consolidation of the economic elite or the economic oligarchs consolidating power to where they're going to truly control everything. And so when I read the Bank of International Settlements papers and I go through the IMF's own papers and the World Health Organization with the structural adjustment programs that they institute in these countries, you realize it's the same blueprint. Get the population in debt with the taxes. Then when they lay off and offshore all the jobs, they come around and they say, well, we have to bring forward either a structural adjustment program or what they're doing right now in Greece with the austerity measures. And next thing it is, we're going to cut all the benefits to the population. We're going to cut all social services. And then the hammer comes down with, now we're going to privatize every industry. And then next thing you know, here come their buddies who are buddies with all the bankers. They're going to get the loans and they're going to go buy your public utilities at rock bottom prices and privatize every industry. And oh, by the way, you can't have a union. Oh, and yes, your wages will be cut. And oh, all your services and all your fees are going to rise. So that's what I look at. And if you don't adhere to what I'm saying, then you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring in our goons.
And that's right. We're going to release the brute squad on you if you don't do what we say. It's the New World Order show. We'll be right back after the break. My very special guest is Gerald President right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Bonkers.
Every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. And every baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but unless I let Sunday give me the slip.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the show that's all about getting a little bit bonkers, because in a world that's really, really crazy, to act sane makes you look really crazy. You know, you walk up to a politician and you say, "Sup, bankster? What's going down, you know? How are you going to privatize the rest of our country today? What?" You know, real questions, and yet people think, oh, that guy's just a little bit nuts, isn't he? You know, he's talking about real issues and things that are actually of consequence. Well, he's not talking about Kim Kardashian's ass. He's just not with the plot. Get with the program, Vinny. But, you know, we're better at insulting them than they are at insulting us. They just have a mass of useless, dumb slaves. They go, oh, 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 and laugh at us, when the reality is we can have far greater chuckles at their expense. Because, after all, I haven't seen a 9/11 truther try to drink six beers at once yet. I haven't seen a 9/11 truther try to spit off a railing after running up to it in order to, you know, get a good distance on it and actually fall off and die. I haven't seen a 9/11 truther get a Darwin Award as yet for conveniently removing themselves from the gene pool. You know why? Because we're not that freaking stupid. My very special guest is Gerald President. And speaking of elections, when you talk about spitting as far as you can, we've got about 30 days until we elect a new prime minister here in New Zealand. And in Tunisia today, this is coming in from my listener, Ahmed, they've just elected a new Islamic party to rule the country. So, yeah, change is going on all around. Whether or not you'll need to beg for it out of the World Cup, we'll never know.
You know, Vinny, that's what's wild about Tunisia is You see that the guy who ran the country before then stole all the money and all the gold out of the country. And now who we bring in? We bring this guy in, another Islamic person. Now we're going to have an excuse to bring AFRICOM over there. You know, so within another 20 years, you will see our military based in, we have military bases all throughout Africa. And the excuse is going to be to stop the Islamic movement from spreading. So Islamic movement now has become the new communism in America, you know, or basically the new drumbeat to go to war. So you're going to see these type of regimes installed all throughout. We just got rid of who? Mr. Gaddafi, who just was, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, crossing paths with Condoleezza Rice and, you know, George Bush. Now we have Mr. Mubarak. Well, no one knows what happened to Mr. Mubarak, but the military then took control of that country. I mean, you just see it. You see it all around. And it's just amazing that it doesn't matter who is running, either the United States, the England, France, Germany. They continue with this same scheme of putting these guys in that's going to suppress the population, but going to make sure that those natural resources and those public utilities are parceled out and privatized to our European and American buddies. I mean, it is amazing. And you're going to see the same thing going on in Tunisia. You're going to see poverty continue to escalate. You're going to see them crack down. It's going to be like how we did when we put Pinochet in charge in Argentina. I mean, it never stops with this madness of allowing this small group of people that's hiding behind those curtains in Switzerland and the Bank of England. You know, it never stops that these people continue with this scheme and this game of turning the population against itself just for the enrichment of them. It makes me upset because I don't understand.
I'm listening. You know what's funny is that you getting upset about this, you know, being exterminated and being lied to consistently. People think, oh, man, you're just taking it too seriously. Excuse me. Oh. How seriously are you supposed to take getting exterminated? Am I wrong here? Am I the crazy one? I don't want to be locked up in some description of New Zealand-based FEMA camp. I mean, sure, we'll have nicer ferns than the American counterparts, but other than that, it's a prison's a prison.
Yeah, and exactly. You know, that's why, you know, when I talk to my friends here, I always try to make them understand, when you take away one person's right just because you think that's going to mean that they're going to eventually come and take your rights away from you. So when they go and round up people who they call illegal immigrants, or when they pull over a young black kid that's walking the street and pat him down and search him without probable cause just because they can, because they didn't profile this individual, and you allow this to happen and you don't speak about it, you are part of the problem. And it's only a matter of time for those rights that you have going to be encroached upon. Well, next, you're going to be in a FEMA camp. Or next, you're going to be in Guantanamo and having somebody put a kettle prod up your ass. You know, I mean, it. I just don't understand. I'm hoping, I'm waiting for the whole world. I mean, the whole world to wake up and say, you know what? We have to fight for our humanity and our dignity. Because just because they done brought a few people into the fold and made them rich, you're not going to get rich. But you can live with dignity. With dignity in this society and on this planet, if you just open your eyes to the injustice that's being done around the world. I mean, just again, we have our military base from the United States in 165 or 170 countries. I mean, and what are we doing? We're imposing our way of life, debt, pure debt. It has to stop. So my brothers in Tunisia, you better get rid of those people. Don't elect these bankers. Don't elect somebody who come up there with a suit and tie on and don't have no facial hair, and he's telling you we need to liberalize our economy. We need to build up the infrastructure. We need to go and take out more loans from the IMF. Tunisia, create your own currency. Get out of this. Don't borrow money from our World Bank. People around the world.
That's what Libya did. And look what happened.
Exactly.
See, this is the problem. The game's rigged.
You're right.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, don't make any freaking mistakes. There's only one way to win a rigged game, to cheat. Okay, and that's what I encourage the governments of the world to do, just to cheat, to lie to the New World Order. Say, yes, yes, not a problem. We'll take all your money and your fake loans and all of that kind of stuff, and then just grab it and go, yoink, and never pay it back.
That's it. Default. Default. The people in Greece, people around the world are going to really see what's going to happen. It happened in Egypt when they decided to go into these agreements with the IMF in the 90s. It happened in Jamaica and Haiti. I mean, Argentina was a prime example in the 90s of this greed of borrowing money from. Again, I don't understand, when are people going to wake up and realize, what does the IMF get its money from? They don't have any. They don't have no natural resources. But what they do is, when you get and sign these loan agreements, they get your natural resources there. So Tanzania, you better be careful. All that gold has already been confiscated. Where's Gaddafi's gold? Here we got the United States that already done took over this man's, all his, everything. Oh, we just have, all of a sudden discover he has a couple of billion dollars over here in the United States.
What I find is real funny about Libya is that they're one of the very few countries on earth that have no private central Rothschild-owned bank in the country, and all loans are mandated by law to be 0% interest.
Exactly.
And what is the first thing that the rebels did? Oh, yeah, that's right. They started up a private banking company.
And isn't that funny, Ben? And that's so sad is both of us, we know this, but the media, they will not talk about it. But it's one thing I've learned about, it's always in the newspapers if you just read newspapers from all around the world. And I remember, now all of a sudden we can free up money to the Libyan rebels. Who are the Libyan rebels? I mean, you have Hillary Clinton over here just laughing, oh, we didn't kill another guy. I mean, this it's amazing that this bloodthirstiness on this planet by these small group of people that never served the day in the military, that they went to private schools, all of their education has been private, all of their money has been earned from government contracts, and yet these people go around and spread this bullshit.
And we can't say we have to say BS on the air because we're under those effing FCC regulations. And I just want to take some time out for the show to discuss the FCC. Oh. No. In fact, I'm not going to discuss them. I'm just going to make a statement. F you.
And you know what's funny when you mention FCC? Because I remember a couple of years ago, Colin Powell, his son was running the FCC. He's sitting there saying, it's ridiculous. The airwaves should be free. That's why we have the Constitution. And the first thing is freedom of speech. But yet they always are trying to stifle freedom of speech. Well, again, I'm going to say the same thing you said. FCC, F you.
Yeah, I know. The FCC makes me go FFS.
But it's sad, you know, Vinny, because I'm looking at what's going on in Egypt. And they made in America, they made people think that this was something that was homegrown. That was our own CIA over there overthrowing that regime. They didn't have the usefulness of Mr. Mubarak. They've allowed his people to be destroyed internally. And now what we do? We send our, who we put in charge? The military. The military right now is over there killing people, persecuting people. People are disappearing. And the same old scheme is still continuing. And when you mention in Libya, with zero interest on the loans that they borrow, that's all throughout. It's according to the Quran, you cannot have interest on money.
Isn't that also according to the Bible as well? That's yeah. Why Jesus threw the bankers out
Correct.
Of the temple.
But you notice the timeline now? It's always the same. Dealing with the bankers with this voodoo mathematics of putting interest on money that you just create out of thin air.
I'm a magical bankster, man. I can pull $100 out of a hat. I can also pull $1.4 quadrillion dollars worth of derivatives out of a hat.
Yeah.
And collapse the entire economy into it. It's like they've got the ability to make a black hole. Okay, in a very real sense, like an economic black hole, it's very dense, very large, no light at all comes from it, and it sucks everything into it and completely either destroys it or takes it off into another dimension that you really don't want to be traveling to because there's absolutely no way back from it. That's basically what the financial system has become, and it's not capitalism's fault. Everybody, all these people who believe in communism and socialism and all of these other isms, which the elite created in the first freaking place to force a false dichotomy to make people fight against each other over two ideas that they themselves control, because both of those ideas include a private central bank, which the bankers will own. So what patent difference is there? So when you're talking about this, the 1%, the Occupy Wall Street movement, I mean, I've done videos on the Occupy Auckland movement down here. And again, it's the bankers and, in particular, the issuance of currency by private central banks and the ability to loan money upon no more security than a person's signature and create that capital out of nothing. Those are the two real problems: fractional reserve banking and central banking. Both of those are the only thing that needs to be gotten rid of in the main in order to make every single part of the banker's agenda fall apart like dominoes.
And you are so correct. And I've been part of the Occupy Miami movement down here, and I've spoken at a few rallies down here. And one thing I've noticed is, outside of myself and a few people, they're not talking about that. They're not talking about the fractional reserve banking system. They're not talking about the IMF or the World Bank or the Federal Reserve. They're not talking about that. They're talking about pure, you know, most of the time when I'm out, I don't know what they're talking about, because you can't have a revolution if you have the same people controlling your supply of money. You can't have a revolution if you don't change the entire social and economic structure, whatever country you're on. It just won't work. You know, and
I think it will, because the word revolution means to go in a circle.
and you know, right? You're right, Manny. That is what a you're right. I want the whole social and economic structure gone, not to to be abolished, to be eradicated, because we would do a turnaround in 20 years. It'll still be the same thing, because these people will still be controlling the supply of money. And when you allow to loan money in infinite, you would never be able to get out of this misery. They could just loan and print an enormous amount. What would they have? What, $500-600 trillion in derivatives out there? You have the Federal Reserve just constantly loaning money and printing up currency and giving it to all these central banks all around the world. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it does, actually. It makes a heck of a lot of sense, but only if you're a sociopathic control freak. You're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, my very special guest. Isn't he a great talker, ladies and gentlemen? Gerald President for the next 2 hours. And we'll be right back after the break. I've got to go take a WikiLeak. United we stand and divided.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR.
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
We're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You mean it's,
we're in the business of taking over countries and enslaving populations. The business of eugenics, ladies and gentlemen, is booming, both in the forms of white phosphorus and nuclear reactors. Welcome back to my very special guest, Gerald President from Florida. How do you do today, sir, Mr. President?
I'm doing lovely. I'm doing lovely.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. Because we were talking over the break about how it's never been mass movements and majorities of people that have actually made real, meaningful, and long-lasting change. It's always been the small, determined minority. And I came up with the point, just exactly how many founding fathers were there? Okay? There weren't many, right? Yet that small, determined group of individuals came up with a brilliant idea of a Freemason-run country. incidentally. And
Vinny, they're not supposed to know these were Freemasons. That's supposed to be a secret, Vinny.
Yeah, sorry about that. My bad.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it was all about getting rid of the king's currency, because it was the Bank of England, the Rothschild-controlled Bank of England, that they allegedly wanted to get away from. But incidentally, guess who was loaning the American revolutionaries all the money in order to fight the revolution? King George, who they were fighting against. So, you know, it's a little bit strange that a country with so much alleged freedom and democracy and well, not democracy, republic. Because, you know, democracy needs to be renamed or respelled or something, you know, so it reads as literally as demon crazy, because you'd have to be crazy and possessed by a demon to think that it works.
But, you know, that's the beautiful thing about America is the way they play with words, because they always tell you, it's democracy. It's a democracy. And I always try to make people understand America's not a democracy, because here in the schools, you have to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. And nowhere inside of the Pledge of Allegiance does it ever once mention a democracy. It says, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. But Americans have this false sense of belief that they think it's a democracy. I carry the Constitution with me all around. Nowhere in the Constitution does it say a democracy. It's a representative republic. That's what America is. But they fooled the American people with the wordplay. That's the beautiful thing about America. The wordplay, just like George Bush, he's bringing freedom to the Iraqis. Or President Barack Obama talking about he's doing this for the humanitarian need of the Libyan people. But yet you drop bombs and missiles on the same people you claim that you're bringing humanitarian relief to, or the Haitians in Haiti, how you allow cholera, you allow this famine, you allow homelessness to just go rampant in the guise of you're doing the humanitarian thing. It was mandated by the United Nations. It's a mandate of death and destruction whenever the United States, Great Britain, France, Germany, all of these countries decide that they want to bring some type of relief or aid to a country that they are the ones who inflicted this destruction on, you have to wonder, when are those people going to turn over and say, you know what? I'm getting you out of my country. I'm going to turn the tables on you.
Have you noticed how patriotism has kind of become demonized as something that's dangerous and bad? Yeah. You know, like caring about you. Patriotism isn't about hate for other people and other countries. Patriotism is about love for your country and your people. Okay, and people are saying, let's get rid of the nation state. Why do you want to get rid of people who have love for their people and their own country? Unless, of course, you're the one who's harboring hate for all people and all nations.
It's a globalist mind. You got to remember, in order for globalism to exist, you have to get people out of the consciousness of believing that they are nationalists. And you got to remember, when we over there in Iraq, we always called them insurgents. You know, the insurgents. We're over there in Libya, the rebels. You know, it's just a play on words with these people. They don't want a nationalist mindset. People forget, Saddam Hussein educated his population, free healthcare, free university for the population. The women were not subjugated like they are in Saudi Arabia. The people in Libya, the women were liberated. That's not what we can't have that. America, we can't have that. We can't have that. So it's okay if Saudi Arabia not allow women to drive, vote, walk around without that thing over their face. You know, it's okay that they treat their women like that, because, hey, got to remember, the same thing was going on in America until the women got the right to vote in 1919. So you live in a fascist society that's cloaked under the term democracy. We're not spreading freedom. We're not spreading freedom nowhere. You come to America, you're going to see surveillance cameras everywhere. everywhere.
You see surveillance cameras, police in black uniform. And that's another thing. Why wear black? Is there anything positive or friendly about somebody in a black uniform? No. They're scary ass, man. And now we're having black uniforms here in New Zealand. But here's the proviso. They're only going to give them to police officers that aren't actually sworn and arresting officers, meaning these people in the scary black uniforms don't actually have any power and aren't actually real sworn officers.
So when they beat you upside your head, no charges can be brought up against them? Or what, are these going to be part of the gulag squad? They come and grab you in the middle of the night and you disappear? And they can
no.
say,
what traffic cops. Traffic cops, mostly. You know, the ones with whose only IQ is on their moustache.
Yeah.
No, I mean, honestly, I mean, I talked to about maybe 4 or 5 cops the other night. Like, New Zealand won the Rugby World Cup, right? And the streets were just full of drunk people. It was as if somebody spilled a container vat of alcohol, pure malt liquor, all over the road, and everybody bathed it. It was just out of control. But the Occupy protesters, on the other hand, had a lot of security, right? Their own security, volunteers and that kind of thing. And they told me, along with some of the private security and police officers around, that the protesters were actually working in collusion with the police to stop drunk people from trying to escape into their camp and bringing in liquor with them and that kind of thing. They're helping to enforce the liquor ban. And the police have been treating the occupiers extremely well. Very reasonable. Everybody, as long as they're not using drugs or alcohol on site, the police basically have no reason to be there. I theorize, on the other hand, that as soon as the Rugby World Cup visitors are gone, then the crackdown shall begin as soon as it's out of the public eye.
That's it right there. That's it right there. Because I'm pretty sure the police over there, their pensions have been taken away because their pensions were part of these credit default swaps and these derivatives that allowed these criminal bankers to profit and pilfer through. So I'm pretty sure their pensions are gone, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're probably doing a lot of cutbacks. Are they doing cutbacks over there too, like they're doing over here in the United States?
Oh, you might find it interesting to know that, yes, they are. And indeed, our newly elected Prime Minister was the head of foreign trade and derivatives as Merrill Lynch's representative on the board of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York for 2 years in 2000.
So there go. The agenda continues.
Mm-hmm.
The saga. It's the same MO. These guys come to America. They get indoctrinated into the scheme. Their parents usually were some ambassador or somebody who was tied into either Council on Foreign Relations or the Club of Rome, and they bring them to America, or they take them over to England, to Oxford, and they indoctrinate them into the system. Next thing you know, they move through the game of finance or economic terrorism, and they come to your country, and they decide that they're going to efficiently run the government. And so we're going to have to cut back on all the services to the people. Even though, you know, your grandmama, she needs those subsidies and she need that extra money to, you know, take care of her monthly heating bills or electrical bills. Hey, I'm sorry. We're going to have to cut back. And I'm sorry, Bob. I know you've been in the police force for 23, going on your 24th year, getting ready to retire. I'm sorry, Bob. That pension gone. You're just going to have to work 10 more years. And, yeah, the school system, we're going to have to privatize them. We're going to have to lay off teachers in mass. Hey, I'm sorry. And the tuition for you kids, hey, it's going to have to go up another 30%. I mean, it's the same MO. And like you say, this guy's from the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. Same thing we got with these characters over here in America running for the Republican nomination. Mr. Herman Cain, another, what you call him? What you call the guy? Prime Sinister?
Yeah. Prime
Sinister. We got this buffoons over here. He was the head of the central bank in Kansas City, running for the president. You got Mitt Romney, another criminal bankster, I ain't gonna say him a bankster, a corporate raider. It's the same, no matter what continent you are, these same people come through and destroy countries.
It's a bankster republic scheme, basically. And this is why I think that these people should be charged, arrested, some description of comeuppance for all the suffering, theft, and veritable levels of scumbaggery that they tend to inflict on resident populations of people who don't want to be slaves, who want cheap food, cheap water, cheap electricity, so that they can continue to survive without a terribly large amount of strain and need to bust their hump for 60, 70 hours a week in order to get ahead just far enough so that they're just over. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two. Hour number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And incidentally, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinnie with a Y because it's the most important question, allegedly. And also check me out on YouTube. If you search Mr. News on YouTube, that's MR News, stands for Media Revolution News, because if you want to have a revolution in the mind, you've got to have a revolution in the media in order to facilitate that changing thought process. Because otherwise, if you're just plugged into mainstream media, who tell you everything's basically okay, even though everything's effed, you're not going to do it. You're not going to evolve very much. And what we really got to get past is this whole idea of revolution. After all, it is not revolution that we should really be seeking. It is evolution. We need to freaking evolve past this dumb monkey existence where we will make sure and absolutely love it that some description of bankster slime bag, doesn't matter what bank they're from, will become your next prime sinister, your next El Satoro World Bank slop-sucking president, okay? It matters not the face on the puppet, for the strings remain the same. And to keep voting in that exact same system is completely insane. Gerald President, my guest.
And you are right on that. I mean, you hit the nail right on his head when you mentioned that right there. It is always the same puppet. He's going to come with the shiny suit, the well-pressed tie, the little caravan of groupies around him. And you're going to always can tell because you can see the money coming out the back of the either they're riding the limousine or the big giant buses. You're going to always can tell one thing. They're going to be heavily financed by the banking oligarchs, whether it's in America, in South America, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia. You're always going to find these people being financed by the bankers. So Mr. Vinny is correct when you talk about revolution. You got to get rid of the revolution. We do have to evolve because this interest on money is going to continue to keep the whole planet impoverished.
It's fake. Exactly. It's fake. That's creationism. We're talking about evolution here.
But you got to remember, you live in this is a country, especially in America, they believe in, you know, mythical characters, you know, so it's okay for them to believe in fractional reserve banking because everything else in America is a myth, from a bunny laying an egg that they have every Easter thinking kiss that has something to do with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, whether you're religious or not, an egg.
I'm going to go grab and hang that one up, Gerald.
Sorry about that.
Speaking of an egg.
I'm sorry, world. When you have a population, especially in America, where every Easter you have people out there having their kids looking for an egg that's supposed to be laid by a bunny. So when you have a mindset of people believing that and teaching their kids that a bunny rabbit is laying eggs, and that supposedly somehow is an analogy to the resurrection of Christ, you can understand why we believe in fractional reserve banking. And we don't want to sit there and think that, well, how is it possible that you can loan me $100, but by the time I finish paying you off, you didn't got almost $300 off of me? I mean, you know, it's that voodoo mathematics that we use in America and all around the world with this interest. And as long as we have this interest, it's going to continue to cripple us. So, Greece, don't take that money, Greece. Don't borrow no more money from the IMF, Greece. You know, and, I live in a country that everything is based off of debt. Everything is based off of debt. You can't do anything in America without going into debt because they don't pay you anything. You know, no matter where you work at, you're going to have to go into debt to acquire anything. I'm pretty sure, and I know the same thing is in New Zealand. Is on the continent of Europe, every place. It's the reason why they had to go into the Middle East, because those people in the Middle East don't believe in interest on currency. Now, they might have some way of thinking that's, you know, prehistoric, but that's their way of thinking. But when you're talking about imposing this shyster banking scheme on people, we're going to always have this problem. Again, people, Saddam Hussein had his whole country was nationalized. No foreign people was able to go in there and pilfer through that country. What was the first thing we did? We went and decided we're going to impose our economic policy on this country. So come on and borrow some money, Iraq. So what if you send on all that oil? You don't need that. You need to borrow some money from my buddies in Bank of America. Or better yet, we're just going to bring Bank of America and sit it right down in your country. So you know the next domino was Egypt, Tanzania, Yemen. Hey, you know, Yemen, they're in a little trouble. We're going to keep sending them predator drones. Pakistan, you better get your act together. You better let us get in there. Or we're going to send that military in there. And so that's why, you know, again, you have a country in America that believe that a bunny rabbit lay eggs. A mammal laying eggs. I mean, I didn't know a bunny rabbit was a reptile. You know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so, I didn't know Dick Cheney was one either.
Yeah, Halliburton and Bechtel and Kellogg Brown and Root, they made a lot of money, didn't they?
Yeah. Speaking of Kellogg's, did you know that they've now got found iron filings in the Kellogg's cereal? Like, yeah. It says right there in the box, now with extra iron. So what they've done is taken, like, a sheet of iron or something and then just filed it into the mixture of the cereal and the cornflakes and that kind of stuff. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw they've been having specials on that over here. The special stuff that they're putting inside these cereals that all these children are consuming. Hey, they have to find some kind of way to make us docile. They have to kill us all. I mean, it's in their own back. They got to reduce the population. They have to, according to these people. But if I'm correct, nature will always find a way of self-correcting itself when something gets too large. Nature will self-correct itself. Nature doesn't need man to self-correct itself. Nature doesn't need that. But, you know, it's a God complex population of people. And, you know, when you have people believing that they can take a life anytime they want to in the name of whatever religion they are, you're going to always have these types of unethical acts being perpetrated on the masses of the population. It's scary. But according to these people, this is what they have to do. This is just cause. They need to do this. I'm just hoping that, you know, the people continue to keep moving forward, evolving, and realizing that, hey, I'm going to get myself out of this matrix. I'm going to take myself up out of this system. But it's hard.
Yeah. And see, that you've hit it right there, because getting out of the system is incredibly hard, if not nigh on impossible, because the system still surrounds you. It's like a blanket that keeps you sweaty instead of warm.
You're right. And that blanket, it is keeping us sweaty and it's not keeping us warm. I'm just hoping people learn how to shed that blanket and start using their own thought process, their own critical thinking, and step outside of that box. See, that's one thing you got to remember. People in America are so vain and don't want to admit their own flaws. I'm a person that have many flaws. I have a whole bunch of flaws. But one thing I love to do, I can point out my flaws. I know where I'm wrong. And I wish the American government will realize that it's wrong. And I wish that these bankers who are imposing these austerity measures and these structural adjustment programs on the world would wake up and look in the mirror and say, this is wrong. Now, that's wishful thinking. You know, that's wishful thinking to think that these people will one day have a conscience. You know, but I'm an optimist, and I believe that they will evolve away from that reptilian mindset that they have, you know, where they want to cannibalize populations. And so I'm optimistic about that it's going to change, because, I mean, look, you over there in New Zealand, I'm over here in America, and we have that same mindset of getting away from this matrix that we've been trapped in. We've been able to get ourselves out of that matrix, and we live on two different sides of the world. So
now think about that. How is that possible unless we're living under an identical system? You know, two people can't come to the exact same conclusion from completely different worlds. It's because we live on the exact same planet, dominated by the exact same psychopathic individuals. And for some reason, the public have this mindset, right, where I think for myself, ergo, I don't listen to anybody else. Or I only speak the truth, and then use that as an excuse to just basically be rude to people and just tell them what I think. It really is the direct opposite about that. Thinking for yourself is about listening to everybody, okay? And telling the truth is about having respect for the truth itself, and indeed respect for the people who you choose to tell that truth to. And that's what we've really forgotten. And as a result, the results are plain to see, and it's clearly obvious that we have nobody to blame but ourselves, and so therefore the responsibility rests on our shoulders as well.
And that's true, Vinny. That's why I always tell people, we have to blame ourselves for the state that we're in. Because again, here in America, everything is commercialized. Everything is based on consumption. So you have everything geared around some special holiday that these guys have created. So here come Thanksgiving, even though it has a lot to do with them slaughtering the Native Americans. But here in America, it's the day of Thanksgiving. But the next day after that is Black Friday. So not everybody go to the mall and spend the money that you don't have. Again, it's that lie that we love, or Christmas, supposed to be the birth of Jesus Christ. But yet it's about some fat man coming down the chimney bringing you gifts. It's the lies that's constantly perpetuated by their own parents. So it's so hard for them to get out of always lying. So they can never look themselves in the mirror because they've always been lied to. My daughter is 3 years old. Never will she believe in some Jesus. I'm sorry. No Christmas. No Santa Claus. She won't believe in that Thanksgiving myth, that Easter Bunny myth. My son is 17 years old. From day one, was never no such thing as a Santa Claus or searching for some Easter eggs under a D tree. It's the lies, and it has to be with the people. Once the people can stop allowing themselves to be lied to, and then they can look themselves in the mirror and realize, I've been lied to, I'm going to correct this, I'm going to self-correct this, then there can be some balance. That's why there's no balance on this planet, because it's so much deception, and the deception comes from inside their own homes. And I'm pretty sure people listening to this show right now who live in America understand what I'm talking about with the lies that they are right now perpetrating to their own children.
Yeah, absolutely right. Why is it that people feel guilty about that, though, right? You weren't the one who came up with the lie. You weren't the one who's going on and killing whole bunches of people. But once you find out about it, once you find out that you are being lied to, that you are being deceived, and you do nothing, then it is your fault.
And that's right there, the whole gist of the whole thing. Now, these are adults who are my age, so they know there's no such thing as a Santa Claus. They know there's no Easter Bunny laying eggs. They know these things, but yet they continue to perpetuate this myth, this fallacy. So that's why you have your government telling you they're bringing freedom to Iraqis, or you have your president telling you that we're doing this for humanitarian relief to the Libyan people. You know, so they justify because they've always lied to you. Why? Because your parents are lying to you. Parents have to stop this myth. If you don't have the money, why are you in those stores? But they've turned purchasing goods as a recreational sport. So anybody get off on a Friday? Well, they want to go to the mall. If you're off on a Saturday, where are you going? I'm going to the mall. But this is how they've geared economies around the world, to think that when you have some free time, go to the mall and spend money. Go shopping. Because the whole system is built on you consuming their product that's made in a third world country. And it falls on the people. The people have to stop it. So until the people want and wake up from this garbage that existence that they call a life, then they will be able to evolve away from this collective mindset of, today is Black Friday, we're going shopping, here come Christmas Eve. You know, it's that same, and it's just repetitive. And that's why they get you when you're in school. They make you sing these, the lullabies, these real simple, catchy things, So once they've conditioned your mind, it's easy. It's like clay. It's clay, and they mold it the way they want to. You know, and that's the sad thing, you know, Vinny, that the people are still being molded like clay by these powers that be. So it's easy for Barack Obama to come along. It's easy for him to come along and sell you this dream that he's bringing change. But while he's bringing change, he's also telling you his agenda. I want the banks to get the money so the banks can loan you money. You know, we're going to do this bailout because the banks need the money. We're going to give the bailout all the car. We're going to bail out General Motors, and we're going to bail them out. We're going to bail them out because they need this money to sell you this $50,000 car that you can't afford. But you can go and borrow the money from the bank that just got it from me, too. That's going to put you more in debt. So it's, again, it's that lie on top of lie that get you believing that that's change I can believe in. Because he's not like George Bush. You know,
that's why I say he needs to change his campaign to change you can deceive in. You know, but, I mean, and it's all part of the whole fascist ideal is that you kind of get rid of people's independence, more or less. You get them all into groupthink, and then you start attacking the family unit. And allegedly one of the first groups of people to be discriminated against in law by Nazi Germany was homeschoolers, because they wanted to get all the kids into the classroom where they had to cite the pledge to Nazism every day and say, Big Daddy Hitler's going to save us. And now we're talking about, in fact, it's been announced, really, that they want like a 7 million man national security force populated by civilians, and they're all going to report directly to the big long-legged Mac Daddy Barry Obama, yeah, the whole time. Okay, but, you know, this is fascism right in its purest form. And because parents, grandparents have all sat in denial that it could happen here, that it has been happening, and that it's keeping on going, that is their fault, and you have nobody to blame but yourself. Luckily, though, if you take responsibility for it, if you go out and you say something, do something, anything, you get your pride back because you feel free for once. And we'll be back after the break, the VinnieEastwoodShow.com with my very special guest, Gerald Prison.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed?
tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
On the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Everybody got to die sometime, Red. Well, welcome back to my very special guest, Gerald President. And I had a thought on my way down the stairs from getting some coffee that fighting the New World Order is just like any other day, just like your job and everything like that. You know, you get up, you get out of bed, and you go to work, except your job is to destroy the New World Order.
That's right.
It just becomes part of your daily routine, you know. I get up, I have some coffee, I ambush the Prime Minister with a camera and call him a corporate scumbag. You know, it's great. You know, it just goes with cornflakes. It's part of a natural balanced diet.
Yeah, you are right about that, Manny. It's more than a diet, though. It's a way of living. It's a life.
Yeah, it's a healthcare profile basically that you have to follow, and ultimately the healthcare side of the New World Order debate, I believe, is one of the most important, Gerald, because what's happening here is that we're under attack. Our health is under attack at all times. Okay, basically at all times. Right now, I'm drinking coffee out of a metal lined cup which goodness knows what kind of additives or chemicals or aluminium or whatever is kind of currently leaching into my brain. It has processed sugar in it. It has freeze-dried coffee in it. And it has homogenized, pasteurized milk in it. So I've got four poisons in one cup that happens to be poisonous.
Wow.
That is the level of the poisoning that we go. And I know this stuff. All right, that's how difficult it is to find stuff that you can actually afford that doesn't freaking kill you.
That is true.
It's diabolical. And people for some reason, I don't know, they think they've got simple solutions. And there are simple solutions, ultimately. But the problem is, until those solutions are implemented, survival becomes quite complicated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've taken us away from living an agrarian type of lifestyle where you live off the land. No one lives off the land. Once they industrialized the world, or basically the parts of the world that have been industrialized, and we started eating this processed food and everything is refrigerated, it's inevitable what's going to happen with us. I mean, it's not natural to eat meat that's been sitting in the refrigerator. You know, this processed steroid, hormone-induced food. It's not natural. That's why obesity is the way it is in America, and it's going to spread with this genetically modified corn and a few pharmaceutical corporations and a few agricultural corporations allowed to feed the world. So they alter the patterns of the corn, of the beans, of the soybeans. I mean, we're going to kill ourselves from eating this stuff. But the sad thing is, it's so hard to go find some place where it's, you know, it's organic. It's you know, it's fed off of just grass, not stuffed with corn inside of his belly. You know, it's so hard to eat this pasteurized, drink this pasteurized milk. It is so hard because you look around, you can't afford the organic stuff that's really good for you. You can't afford it. So you have to go and get the 50-cent can of corn or 50-cent can of beans, you know, or the meat that looked like something from Jurassic Park with the size of the chickens. You know, it's so hard. And the people are being herded like cattle right down that thing where, you know, and they send the little cow down the little walkway just to get his head punched in by that big old needle that's going to kill him. That's what they're doing to us. That's why high blood pressure is at an all-time high. Diabetes, cancer, because the food we're putting in our bodies are cancerous. You know, and there's no studies on the effects of feeding these horses and these cows and these pigs and whatever people eat around the world. There's some new stuff that these people wouldn't put in. There's some new stuff, but the World Health Organization know what they're doing. United Nations know what they're doing. Codex Alimentarius, they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. That's why all these, the livestock had to be inoculated with all types of pharmaceutical drugs. So they know what they're doing.
That's what I found really amusing about Codex Alimentarius, but the parts of the protocol is to decide how many different chemicals that will allow an organic.
It's organic, you moron! No chemicals! That's what it's supposed to be about!
your voice is, they're doing that thing again with your voice.
Am I?
Yeah. But you're good now, you're good.
Okay. Well, I was just saying that the organics are supposed to be but because everyone now has been doped up on chemicals of varying descriptions and kinds and injections and whatnot, nobody's really afraid of them anymore or concerned in any way.
No, I mean, you know, this stuff is making us docile. You know, that's why there's no fight. You know, that's why the Monsantos of the world can continue what they're doing, because they know the people are dumbed down. They know that nobody can. So it's easy to go and get my kid a bag of potato chips, a Doritos bag of potato chips, and, you know, that processed food out of McDonald's and Burger King. You know, I can't afford anything else. You know, my electricity bill is outrageous. So Codex Alimentarius can continue. That's why when you watch the stuff about Codex and you read it, and you say, wow, in order to sell your food on the world market, your livestock have to be injected with all these types of chemicals? But why are you selling food all around? I mean, every region should be able to feed its own civilization. We don't need globalization to feed the world. The world was fed before globalization by people who lived in their own communities. But they've taken us away. You know, they imposed these laws where you can't grow these types of things to feed yourself. Go try to put a live in the United States and try to have a cow growing in your back, being raised in your backyard, and see if those people are going to come and take that cow from you.
Did you hear about the guy who was growing organic vegetables in his backyard and he got fined $5,000 for growing too many vegetables in his own land?
Yeah. They've been raiding organic shops here in the United States.
With guns drawn. I know. That guy's got a liter of milk. Oh, my God. Get down on the ground. Get down on the ground.
Yeah, you know, it's the freedom that you can believe in. You know, that's the freedom that they're spreading. You can't do that. That's left up to the giant agribusinesses. That's left for the Archer Daniels Midland, you know, the ConAgras. They're the only ones that can do this. And you can't grow this in you. You can't do this. You can't have your own milk. You have to go and get this pasteurized milk that's processed and purchased out of a grocery store. That's what you have to do. You know, that's the freedom we live in.
I mean, because we don't want any natural enzymes that are good for getting into your guts and helping you digest the other crap that can feed you, do we?
No.
You know, it's full spectrum dominance. They have thought it out very well. And when you say they, okay, everybody, all this guy's conspiracy theorist, he's a little nutty talking the quotas of they, okay? They do exist, okay? They have a name. Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Miller, Edmund Rothschild, you know, these people are real. Only because they have so many different henchmen, control mechanisms, and an entire full spectrum of corporations on the industrial scale, the medical and the military, that are all working in collusion under most of the people who work in the corporations for one goal and one goal only, to exterminate the population, eventually bring about an entirely fascist global dictatorship where the human race will live in darkness under the control of ruthless psychopaths with bank accounts forever. They want control forever, okay? They take the long view. I've been working on this for a very long time indeed. And it's true testament to the human will and spirit that will survive all their schemes and dodgy crap to this point. Even more testament to it, that we're now exposing them for the first time in history, the hidden hand that has been steering human culture the entire time is now having the invisible glove removed. And we're going to cut their fingers off.
And you're right, Vinny. It is being revealed, and their hand is being showed, and we do see the cost that they're playing with. And that's why they're trying to ramp up this agenda to go and topple all these regimes to continue to keep distracting the populations. Now they're going to send in the militarized police departments and police forces. That's why you were talking earlier with the black uniforms. And here in America, they're dressed like the military soldiers. They're not protecting the servant. They're protecting the interests of the economic oligarchs. But their hand has been shown. And the police departments that are complicit will be brought down, and will justice will be served upon them. Justice will be served. But I want to say something to the Tea Party people and the Occupy movement. We all are the same. We've just been co-opted by these banking interests. But Tea Party, we're all the same. We're all the same. Occupy movement, we're all the same. People around the world, we are all the same. We have to stop fighting against each other and realize that that it's these economic oligarchs that are imposing this on us. You know, it's the World Health Organization. It's the United Nations with their mandates and their Codex Alimentarius schemes. It's the business groups that's pushing this, these chamber of commerce, these international chamber of commerce groups. It's the Bank of International Settlements with the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank that is pushing this global agenda. We're not globalists. We're humans. We're all of one species. These people are not part of our species. These people seek to destroy all of us. And if they have their way, they will. So I implore the population, the people of the world, to wake up and realize we are not fighting one another anymore. It's those people that's in these ivory towers, that's imposing these economic policies and these food policies on the population. That's what needs to be done. We have to wake up and realize we're all on the same team. Interest off money has to go. This putting all these chemicals in these in the livestock has to go. Taking back our dignity is the only way we're going to resolve and evolve and change this economic and social structure that these people have placed upon us. Again, these people have been doing this for centuries. This is not nothing new. The only difference is now is because of communication and technology that me and Vinny can have this conversation on two different sides of the world.
Yeah. The people themselves, I mean, they think that money is currency, and I think that facts, knowledge is a more currency. I mean, we don't want fractional reserve banking. We want factual preserved banking.
Yes.
Okay. Something where the intelligence of the human race isn't looked down upon as being too backwards, where the methodologies that we used to follow that kept us healthy, kept us intelligent, kept us moral as a society are in fact preserved rather than annihilated.
And that's what it has to be about. We have to fractional reserve banking is evil, is corrupt. It's criminal. It's a Ponzi scheme. Again, that's why the ones who are loaning the money are the ones who always stay on top. And all they do is just buy your politicians to continue to keep crafting legislation that's going to benefit them. Again, the terms of recapitalization, the terms of bailout. Hey, this is not a Democrat or Republican thing in this country because both parties are privy to doing the same thing for the business interest. The economic oligarchs. These are the ones that got to be shown. I don't want to see Rupert Murdoch. That man ain't got no power. I don't want to see him. I want to see who behind Rupert Murdoch, who gave him them billions of dollars. I don't want to see Warren Buffett on TV talking about tax me. It's not about taxes, people. It's not about taxes. It's about this criminal banking system that imposes interest that's loaned and printed by people who don't even have any power. But they have power to open the spigots and loan money to private banks who in turn enslave you economically.
Indeed, that's what power really is. It's magic that they make up and that people believe is actually magic. We'll be right back after the break with another magic trick.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Central.
Look at me, driving and I won't stop. And it feels so good to be alive and on top. My reach is global, my tower secure. My cause is noble, my power is pure. I can hand out a million vaccinations.
Welcome back. To the show that's all about taking the vaccination needle off the nasty eugenicist doctor and stabbing it into his eye socket and then pumping it full of mercury. And just go, take that, you eugenicist slime bag. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Right here on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. My very special guest, Gerald President. And we were talking over the break about how when I first started doing this kind of thing, you know, getting on radio and making YouTube videos and blogging and that sort of thing, it was mostly because it was the American alternative media that woke me up to the entire system overall. And then I looked to find something like that in New Zealand that covered all the New World Order angles and tried to be a proper news service and et cetera, not selling the general false left-right paradigm BS to shove down people's throats. Couldn't find any. And because I realized that there wasn't any, the responsibility fell on me to do it. And that's what people really need to understand. is that once you notice a problem, the responsibility to fix that problem is yours and yours alone, because you're the one who noticed it.
That's right. That's right. I did the same thing, Vinny. I did the same thing. You know, because locally, it's nobody doing what I'm talking about. There's no one talking about these issues. It's always the same scheme, always the same old thing. Municipal bonds, they're never talking about real issues of substance. So I felt I had to do the same thing, Vanny. So I'm glad that over here in America, we was able to ship this and transport this around the world to make other people understand you can do it. You can do it by yourself. You don't have to wait for somebody to come and give you the blueprint. It's every day on this planet, it's a new day. So you can always change your existence. And that's the beautiful thing about life. You can change your existence.
Yeah, just make it up. Okay. If something that you want doesn't currently exist, just make it up. That's what the elite do, and they've been remarkably successful at it. They didn't need $1 trillion, but they didn't have $1 trillion. So they just made it up.
That's it.
Okay. Everything that you do in your local community affects your local community entirely. And this is why I feel very uncomfortable with people that have a sort of a global stage sort of thing with everybody listening to them, because it's not locally focused. They're not capable of basically getting out something very specific. They have to be very general about it, and they leave it up to people in the local community to take action on their behalf, more or less. And I feel that government, just like the media, needs to become as decentralized as possible. You should have people that are commentating on your local economy, your local elections, and your local food markets and things of that nature being listened to by locals. The fact that we live in a globalized society is the very reason why people listen to globalized media. And I include myself in this to a certain extent, because again, you know, we've got a diverse audience from around the world. And how much information are we giving to people that affects them in their exact own locality? Very little, because the information we talk about here are the sort of universal truths, because everybody's being affected by Agenda 21. Everybody's being affected by the World Bank. Everybody's being affected by the Bank of International Settlements. However, you can't target them in your local area, can you? Because their target is the entire world in itself. So what tactic do you use against that? Well, I've come up with the tactic of the cactus. Cactus protects itself by covering itself in every direction with a spine of some description. So that way, no matter where they're attacked from, no matter where a boot comes from, it'll get pricked. Okay? And that's all you really need to do in your local economy, is just fulfill your role in that cactus. Be the strongest spine you can be, so whenever these pricks come at you, you can prick them back.
and that's a great analogy of being a cactus, because we have to prick these guys back, because these guys, they don't care about you. They don't have any borders. They don't have any boundaries, but we do. And so we have to do it locally. But they've been able to centralize every aspect of your life in this country of America. They've been able to parcel it up and basically dictate everything from people you've never seen. So it's easy for them to send federal agents in. You know, states don't have any rights no more in the United States. It's all coming from these globalist central bankers that infiltrated every nook and cranny of America and the world. So people have to do it locally. They have to. They have no choice. Or they're going to wake up and they're going to find their kids impoverished just like their mom and daddy are. And their kids are going to be broke and in debt. And as the only person they're going to have to blame is themselves. And they're going to look at their parents and blame their parents, because they're going to want to know, mama, why didn't you, or daddy, why didn't you stand up when you had the chance? Americans have to stand up. But they're standing up now. The Greek people, they're standing up. They have to realize, we can't let international bankers loan us money. We have to take back our national sovereignty. We have to get these politicians who talk about this globalist agenda. A globalist agenda is not built for the population. Again, it's globalization, wage suppression, starvation, and annihilation. That's what globalization does. It suppresses all the wages. They suppress everything. Then the people are starved. And what they do, they come in with Agenda 21, Codex Alimentarius, and they wipe you off the planet. And they put another crony banker in.
The one that you've never heard before, one that's dressed in a very similar way to the other guy, one who has a different colored tie, yep. And one who speaks exactly like you want to hear somebody speak. And after he gets elected, he'll start speaking exactly like the other guy. He'll start breaking his promises exactly like the other guy. And then before you realize it, I've been gypped, and you've got to wait another 4 more years to get gypped again.
and that's what they do. So like your prime senator over there in New Zealand, he's going to make sure that those bankers, those bondholders are made whole. But the people of New Zealand are going to suffer. You're going to be in massive debt. All your assets, your public utilities, your school system, your roads are going to be privatized. The same thing that's going on in London, same thing that's going on in Greece, Portugal, Libya, Egypt, Tanzania, every state in the United States, you're going to witness a structural adjustment. You're going to witness austerity, and you're going to witness massive inflation and wage suppression. And they're going to make sure that you're not going to be able to unionize, because they're going to move. They're just going to say, well, we're just going to pack up and we're going to move to another state. We're going to move to another part of the world that's not going to impose these restrictions on my business. And you're going to have to make sure that the banks are well compensated. So they're going to have to be made whole too. So I'm sorry if the 99% of the population on this planet has to suffer for the agenda of these globalists. So it's an imperative on all the people of the planet to wake up and get rid of these people who come to you with these promises. With this fractional reserve banking scheme, you need your own currency. Have your own currency, world, not this world currency that they're cooking up over there in the Bank of International Settlements. Not these SDRs. We don't need that. We don't need these carbon credits being pushed by Al Gore. We don't need this structural adjustment that's going on on the continent of Europe. We don't need these austerity measures that's being imposed on the people of America. What we need is a true banking system that's not going to rely on interest or massive debt. And we're going to have to let the people become nationalists and get out of this mindset of globalists. Because as long as we have politicians and bankers who believe in this globalist mindset, we're going to always be in trouble. So people in Egypt, stop it.
Yeah, and that goes for everybody too. And what underlines this whole argument here that we're trying to push, Gerald, I think, is the difference between collectivism and individualism. That goes back to what we were talking about before. If you're thinking on a collective scale, you know, we need all the people to do all of this and blah, 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 blah. It takes away from the individual just saying, hey, I'm going to do it. And people completely discount just how powerful some individuals can be, especially when they realize that they got absolutely nothing to lose.
Correct. And that's what's going on with our movements down here in Occupy Miami and Occupy Wall Street. It's this collective mindset of wiggling your fingers, and we all get in this group or the circle, and we sit and we sing Kumbaya, and we sing these happy, lucky songs. You cannot move forward with that type of agenda. A collective mindset will destroy us, will destroy everyone.
I've got a perfect example of that, Gerald. The Occupy Queen Street movement here, they have 4 people sitting in their media tent that are there the whole time, okay? The occupation's been going on for 10 days. In that 10 days, they have managed to do 1 YouTube video, and it's called Occupy Auckland Day 1. In that exact same 10 days, personally, I have churned out like 7 videos. Okay? This is the power of the individual that I'm talking about here. And these guys are telling me, you know, Vinny, you've got to come down here more. You've got to be part of the group and all this kind of stuff. It's like, bro, no, I don't need to be part of the group because I can accomplish a heck of a lot on my own. I'll come down and I'll help you out
when I can, but ultimately I'm not part of your group, okay? Because I am out for number one, and that is absolutely everybody. And that stops me from being part of any group, because I don't want to belong to any group that would really have me as a member, as Groucho Marx said. So we've come to the end of the show, and GeraldPresidents.info is the website if you want to hear more from Gerald, and I certainly do, and I want to have you on again sometime, mate.
Hey, no problem, Benny. All you do is just hit me up. You know how to reach me, same way you got in contact with me, and I'm always willing to speak.
Indeed. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, death to the New World Order with a smile. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, the lighter side of genocide, and we'll see you again sometime.